啊，咱今仔日早起的经文是记载伫《约翰福音》第四章43节到45节。
Today's scripture passage is found in John chapter 4, verse 43 to 45.
请大家起立。咱来三个读。过了迄两日，耶稣离了迄个所在，往加利利去，因为耶稣家己做过见证，讲先知伫本地是无人尊敬的。到了加利利，加利利人既然看起伊伫耶路撒冷过做所行的一切的代志，就接待伊。因为因也是上去加罪。
Let us all read aloud together. After the 2 days, he departed for Galilee. For Jesus himself had testified that a prophet has no honor in his own hometown. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they too had gone to the feast.These are the words of our Lord. Please be seated.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters. Today we have beautiful music. Earlier, our song leader reminded us that this is the year we are celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. And we are remembering the Reformation movement. In the last 500 years, it's something that we mentioned both in the songs and in today's message. On October
31, 1517,
Martin Luther took his 95 theses and nailed it to the door of Wittenberg Castle in Germany. And it has been 500 years to this year, 2017.But what is the focal point of the Reformation? Now, is the focal point the fact that Martin Luther nailed something to the door of Wittenberg Castle?
So, I want to ask you, that 95 theses, 95
theses.There were 95 things in that 95 theses.
你及我知啊，几条啊？
How many do we know?What we have today because of that incident. But do we know even one of those 95 theses? Now we praise God that the 95 theses is not the focal point of the Reformation. Or else we would all fail.We don't know even one.
你話當去查 Uncle Google 去看其他了，你再去看95 theses 是咪
？Later today, you can pay a visit to Uncle Google and ask him to tell you what the 95 theses are.
但是改教基督教改教的運動的中心點是挖去到原文聖經。
But the focal point of the Christian Reformation movement is a return to God's Word.
是我通看古約的。
It's the ability to go back to the Hebrew Old Testament and the Greek New Testament. And to see the glory of God's truth through those. Brothers and sisters, the Reformation is about going back to the Bible. Because without Scripture alone, we would not have anything else. That's why we start by saying sola scriptura. Because by Scripture alone is God's truth revealed. But today I'm going to focus on another sola. Not just sola scriptura.
Solus Christus.
Today we are focusing on Solus Christus.
咱请问啊，所以 in Christ alone.
In Christ alone.
这个也是这个头家读圣经看到，只有在基督里面。
When we read the Bible, we understand that we have everything in Christ alone. Who He is and what He's done has given us everything.
Not anyone.
No one else but Him.
And
that truth leads us to the rest of the truth.
Stephen Wellum,
the theologian,
once said, "Solus Christus, 是将咱基督教的神学的系统的中心点。
That Christ alone is the focal point of all of Christian theology.
咱基督教一切真理是圣经，只有圣经显明。
All of our truths can be found only in the Bible.
但是咱基督教的神学系统是中心点，是基督。
But our entire theological system focuses on Christ alone.
甚至后来哦，John Calvin神学家这个，今出名，咱今仔日的传统是也做是John
Calvin的。Theologian John Calvin, who has a lot of our Christian tradition.
有一个真，伊有解释了一个咱基督徒的救恩，上帝保存咱的救恩。
Has mentioned that Christ preserves our faith. And you know when that started? That belief started when he saw Christ.
Perseverance of the saints, sola Christus.
We know there is perseverance of the saints because of Christ alone. We Christians know that once we believe in Christ, we are preserved in the faith.
That's sola Christus.
Because of Christ alone. And that's beautiful, isn't it?
哦，这个是看到上帝恩典，看到基督里面，咱有一切。It's
something that shows us how we have everything in Christ.
但是今仔日的圣经，咱都唔是只有讲着上帝要保存咱的信心。But
today's Bible verse isn't just about the perseverance of the saints.
咱会看到主耶稣，唔是一个只有要保守咱，乃是主耶稣是一个坚固。
We are not only talking about Christ as someone who saves us, but rather that He is a persistent Savior. He is a determined Savior. He is a stubborn Savior.
A persistent Savior.
Let's look at today's passage. But first, let us pray.
Amen. 咱今仔日的圣经则是记载伫约翰福音第4章43-45节。
Today's passage is in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 43-45.
真短。
It's a short passage.
真好读。
It's easy to read.
唔是也歹读，头前我听着阿做人有法通详细咧甲我读。
I noticed earlier that everyone had the ability to read along.
约翰福音第
But the background of this passage is. Now, when you look at chapter 3, Jesus was in Jerusalem. And you see that in chapter 4, Jesus had left Jerusalem and went on his way to the district of Galilee. Now, he intentionally went through Samaria.
然后，咱用一长嘅时间咧讲这个撒玛利亚妇人人甲主耶稣嘅代志。And
we have spent a lot of time pondering upon the events between Christ and the Samaritan woman.
然后，撒玛利亚这个归乡嘅人。But
all the people in Samaria.
拄着主耶稣嘅时阵，伊就真正要得着主。Encountered
Christ and wished to have him.
所以主因为因嘅需要，佫点两日。And
so Christ stayed an extra 2 days with them.
所以43节甲咱讲，加了两日。
And that's why verse 43 tells us that after 2 days, he departed from Samaria for Galilee. Now that's the problem. There's a very big problem in verses 44-45.
伊讲，伫伊个所在，伊个先知无人伫遐来尊敬。
Verse 44 says that for Jesus himself had testified that a prophet has no honor in his own hometown.
但是45节哦，随时讲加利利人接太主啊。
But in verse 45, he says that the Galileans welcomed him.
So, 上一条，上一条。
So, which one's right then?
应该是主耶稣唔对嘛。
Well, it sounds as if Christ was wrong.
伊讲主耶稣讲，跩人都无要接待我。
Christ said that they wouldn't honor him.
甚至无尊敬伊。
Wouldn't respect him.
但是45节讲，跩加利利人伫遐来接待伊啊。
But verse 45 says the Galileans welcomed him.
所以，这个三十条真对，真。
And so we seem to see a lot of problems here.
有人讲，
some say，
有人讲，伊咧讲迄个所在无接待伊，无尊敬伊，唔是加利利乡，唔是拿撒勒啦。
Now some people say that maybe Jesus was not referring to Galilee or Nazareth in terms
of honor. 是主耶稣的故乡。
Because that is his hometown.
拿撒勒是伫加利利乡内面的一个所在。
Nazareth is a place within Galilee.
所以有人讲，伊唔是，伊咧讲，伊嘅所在人，伊嘅先知无得人尊重，唔是拿撒勒。
And some people say maybe he wasn't referring to Nazareth when he said that the prophet has no honor in his hometown.
是耶路撒冷啊。
Maybe it's Jerusalem.
因为伊离开耶路撒冷，因为人无接待伊。
Because he left Jerusalem due to the people's dishonor.
所以伊就要挖去到伊嘅家乡。
And that's why he's returning to his hometown.
但是这个产生了一项问题。
But that leaves us with another problem.
因为伫马太。
Because in Matthew chapter 13,
Marko 福音第六章,
and in Mark chapter 6,
Luka 福音第四章,
and in Luke chapter 4,
三福音讲到伊是伫拿撒勒，因为伊家己的故乡的人，伊家己的亲人无接待伊。
All three other gospels mention that it was in Christ's hometown of Nazareth that his friends and family rejected him.
Luka 福音第四章讲啥？
And in Luke chapter 4, it says,
路加福音第四章讲到耶稣来到拿撒勒。
That when Jesus came to Nazareth,
伊进入了犹太人的教堂。
He went to the synagogue.
然后伊就开圣经开始读。
And he started to read the scroll.
伊读了以赛亚书。
He read from the book of Isaiah.
伊读了以赛亚书就讲，这个圣经则是启示了主耶伊家己。
And he read a passage that reveals who he is.
然后伊就讲外邦人要接待弥赛亚。
It even mentions that the Gentiles will accept the Messiah.
但是伊本族、本国的人未接待伊。
But the people who were of his people were the ones that rejected him.
随随怀伊的乡村、伊的亲人、伊的朋友，拢真正受气。
Then instantly his friends and families and neighbors were enraged.
伫迄日。因恩望将主伫山顶钉落去，
丢
落去
，throw him off a mountain，
恩望伊死
，and hope that he could die。
圣经甲人讲主耶稣就离开了因
，and the Bible tells us that he went away。
所以唔是耶路撒冷无接待主耶稣
，so it's not Jerusalem that rejected Christ。
四十四节耶稣咧讲诶，因跩人伊无尊敬我，是伊咧讲伊家己诶家乡。
When Christ mentions in John 4:44 that the people rejected him, he was referring to his own friends and family.
所以要怎啊？咱要怎啊？但是四十五节讲，伊家己的厝内人、家己的家里的人接受伊啊。要怎啊？咱要怎啊？三节清。
So how do you reconcile the fact that in verse 45 the Galileans welcomed him?
三节，咱都明白时间的关系。
Now we have to understand the element of time.
主耶稣离开加利利去亚罗撒冷，是因为路加福音第四章的代志。
We know that Christ left Jerusalem to go to Galilee because of the events in Luke chapter 4.
然后，伊在亚罗撒冷做了也做神迹。
He did many miracles in Jerusalem.
然后，但是伊咧做的时阵，也做加利利人，也是同款在亚罗撒冷。
But there were also Galileans in Jerusalem.
所以，因看到主所做的一切代志。
Galileans witnessed what Christ had done.
主即卖个要挖去伊家己的所在。
And now that Christ is returning to his hometown.
跩人也是挖去。
These men went with him.
因听到主所做，因现在要接待伊。
And because they've heard of what the Lord has done, they now welcomed him.
所以这个是一个时间的关系，荷兰看四十四节、四十五节，荷兰较无问题啦。
And this timeline helps us understand what exactly happened between verse 44 and 45.
但是你若注意看这个问题，我想读的人，我亲像我讲，我感觉有一项问题。
But still, for people like me, I read this passage and I still find another problem.
因为我若是主耶稣。
Now, if I were Christ,
我相信你也是体贴我的代志咯。
Well,
我袂屈去啊。
Maybe you would understand if I didn't want to go back, right?
你会袂？
Right?
咱忘袂记哦，跩是要将你对山顶堵落去啊。
These were people who tried to push me off a mountain. Push me to my death. Should I go back? And so the question we must ponder this morning is why exactly Christ went back? Why would he go back? There are three things I want to share with all of us. And maybe it's not directly said in that passage. But I believe that it has been revealed in the Gospels. These are the reasons why Christ returned to Galilee. Because I believe if you or I were in his shoes, then none of us would have wanted to go back. The first reason. I believe that the first reason Christ returned to Galilee was that he was in a place where he was loving and following God's will. He wasn't afraid of the difficulties. He just wanted to do God's will. Now, when you look at the 3 years of Christ's ministry, you will see that every step of the way, he tried to fulfill God's will. From his birth to the cross, he fulfilled God's will. And I believe he returned to Galilee also out of submission to God's will. Remember Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane? What did he pray?
He said,
Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me, but not my will, but yours be done. Now he was rejected all the way from his birth to his death. From birth to death. Herod rejected him at his birth. The Pharisees and scribes knew where he had been born. Because they had been questioned by King Herod. Where would the Messiah be born? These leaders knew, but none of them visited him. And that's a very crazy thing to think about. These are people who know and have studied the scriptures, but none of them believed in Christ. In fact, at the cross, the cross itself became a symbol of Christ's rejection. If it were up to me, I wouldn't want the cross. I would just share to you what it's like to share the gospel. Now, I know a lot of people are like me. Now, when we share the gospel, and we are sharing it to someone else, that person might reject it. The person might mock us. The person might look down on us. What do we do? Now, what I have done is to read the Bible. And I would say, well, the Bible says that if people reject Christ, I would dust off the soles of my feet. And he, well, will be responsible for his own soul. And whether or not God saves him has nothing to do with me. Have you ever felt that way? Now, we don't think that's a sinful feeling because, you know, that's what the Bible said. And we would say that I've done my part.
感謝主，主無我的態度，也是無我，也是體貼我的人的態度。
But we thank God that He does not think the way I do, or He doesn't think the way the people that think like me do.
In our 我的態度的時候，
because if He did,
他擔心了，他說我隨隨走。
Then He would just leave and give up right after He's born.
因為他三年是特地每小時是何人拒絕。
Because every single day of his 3 years in ministry was filled with rejection. If he had given up because of people's rejection,
and
you and I wouldn't be where we are today. There would be no cross. Now, the cross doesn't exist because we accepted him. The cross exists because Christ followed God's will and fulfilled God's will. No matter the pain and what it did to his life. Have we ever tried to share the gospel in a sacrificial way?
Maybe.
Missionaries have done it before us.
但是主的经验不同。
But it was different for Christ.
主知影伊要拄到的问题。
Christ knew what he was getting into.
但是伊有关强强要会去。
But he still insisted on following.
因为伊知影上帝旨意。
Because he knew God's will.
今仔日你甲我读圣经的时阵，应该知影上帝旨意。
Now today you and I should read God's word and know His will.
今仔日欠债上帝，圣灵伫你的心来讲，有这个人，你都对伊传福音。
And maybe the Holy Spirit is whispering in our hearts that we need to share the gospel.
欠债，你想到迄个人的名，哇，这个人搁再要拒绝，搁再要笑你，搁再要赶你走。
And maybe every time this person comes to mind, you know that he or she will already reject the gospel.
你有愿顺从上帝旨意去？
Still, you follow God's will and go.
Now,
it's true that it's not our part to change people. It's God's work. It's up to God who He saves and who He doesn't. It's up to God whether He opens their eyes and allows them to come to the gospel. But our commission is to be a witness to all men. Will we obey? Has God placed any difficult people in your life to whom you must share the gospel? Are you determined to share the gospel of our determined Savior? Jesus returned to Galilee because he loved and followed God's will. Now, secondly, he went because he loved people. He loved all men. Now, in Mark chapter 2, verse 17, Jesus mentioned why he came to earth. He
said,健康的人无需要医生，有破病的人则有需要医生。我来本是，唔是刁义人，乃是刁罪人。
He said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners."
伊唔是只有顺服主的旨意。
He didn't just submit to God's will.
伊听人。
He also loved people.
伊听上帝。
He loved God. And he loved his Father's will.
So
he loved God. Someone cannot say that he loves God and yet refuses to love man. Someone who truly loves God will love his fellow man. A person who says he hates his neighbor can't love God. Because he can't see God.
所以，但是一个真正会晓听上帝的人，会晓得听人。
But someone who truly loves God will love his fellow man.
然后，主怎么听呢
？How does Christ love us?
主的听显明的是离家点。
His love was manifested in the cross.
伊推你甲我的罪死。
He died for your sins and my sins.
听是行动。
And love is done in action.
听是动词。
Love is a verb.
不是嘴唇所讲的话。
It's not just a word we say with our lips.
所以阿翔哦，我阿翔，你，我做牧师，你甲人结婚。
Now often, as pastors, when we officiate a wedding,
在结婚一个真重要的，在礼仪里面真重要的部分是一个婚约。
One important part of the ceremony would be the vows.
思想是印度去写的。
And sometimes we ask the couple to write their own promises.
所以有看书的人，你记得看你的 partner 哦，啊，讲啥无？
Now, to all those who are married, do you remember what your spouse said? Maybe you remember the first year. Now that you've been married for a while. Now, I've been married for 20 years. Now, we didn't have any cell phones to record what we said. I don't really know what I said anymore. What did you say? Something like, I love you.
Give you the moon and the stars.
You say a lot of things. I will give you everything in the universe. Now, often as pastors, when we hear people give that kind of promise, we feel that they're writing their own death. Now I wonder if they can actually do that. Now often people write beautiful wedding vows without really thinking about it. But there's no wedding vow that comes with conditions. Have you ever heard conditional wedding vows?
应该无啦，你那已经看守了，应该是无啦，因为那有讲条件的时阵，应该到遐停咯。
Well, probably not, because the moment the conditions come out, the wedding would have stopped.
因不人听着讲，啊，我听你是，啊，但是你都只炸灯好哇。
Oh, you don't hear people say, "I love you," but you have to cook breakfast.
无 conditions 啊，无条件。
There should be no conditions.
但是讲的也水。
But it sounds nice.
讲，因怎啊形容迄个听呢
？And they describe their love.
拢总是动词咯。
Through action.
对不？拢总是动词。
It should be all action.
所以伫时阵哦，伫咧谈多未结婚谈多一时阵，我也想问人。
So often I ask people in premarital counseling sessions.
其他的问题会做无去，但是一条问题未做无去。
That of all the questions, this is the one I have to ask.
是干那是你听伊。
Why do you love this person?
干那是你听伊。
And why do you love this person?
哦，真简单啊，迄条问题。Why do you love? 干那是你听伊。
Why do you love her?
但是迄条问题真难回答。
It's an easy question that's hard to answer.
我的意思唔是要互伊冤家。
Now I didn't try to make them fight.
我是咧，干那是你要看伊啊？干那是你听伊
？I'm not questioning why they wanted to marry this person.
但是有时要会冤家好啊。
Sometimes they get into quarrels, and that could be a good thing. Because it makes them think. Why him? Why her? Because love entails sacrifice. And the greatest love of all is when God sent His only Son to be sacrificed for you and for me.
一个人听一个人是牺牲。
Love between people should entail sacrifice.
真简单啊，在婚姻里面。
In marriage,
思想丈夫都送花。
The husband might have to give flowers.
和伊太太。
To the wife.
你知影我打做丈夫哦，因就送。
Now a lot of husbands do give flowers.
因听。
And they do love their wives.
但是你若用理论去想，干那是因着送花哦，因讲袂出来。
But when you ask them why they have to give flowers, they suddenly can't answer.
因为这项代志哦是了钱的代志啊。
Because it's actually a waste of money.
花偌钱啊
？How much do flowers cost?
玫瑰花哦，第俗的玫瑰，菲律宾的玫瑰花，咱不是咧讲以色列多 Ecuadorian rose 咯，不是啊，菲律宾的玫瑰花哦。
Now, at the minimum, a bouquet of roses in the Philippines would be 300 pesos.
冻偌久？
And how long do they last?
无一礼拜啊，三日300块，一日300块啦。
At most 3 days, so that's about 100 pesos a day.
你土生女人听会对袂？
What would a businessman say to that？
你若和丈夫用个生女人丈夫去想啊
？Now if you have a husband who's a businessman, he might think。
我要开300-500-1000-5000啊。
That's spending $300-500, $1,000, or $1,500 on flowers。
上迄条钱哦。
That same amount of money。
我当去买一个 plastic 更加水的花啊。
Could be spent on plastic flowers。
咁使 plastic 无咁贵吧
？Well, it may not even cost as much。
但是每一个丈夫知啊。
But all husbands know。
你试看卖，你送看卖。
That if you try to give plastic flowers。
已经美国讲看效果是甚物啊？你大概知啊
？You already know how it ends。
干哪子啊
？Because why？
干哪子 plastic 嘅花，有时更加水吧？您太太唔得啊
？Why will your wife reject some plastic flowers that might even look better than real flowers？
咁那是一强强要滴用个衫，今仔日拖你，两日后死咯。
Why would she rather have flowers that are given today and die tomorrow？
Plastic 搁冻十几年啊
！Plastic flowers last for decades。
咁啊
？But why？
牺牲。
Sacrifice。
听。是牺牲。
Love entails sacrifice。
好，我看出来你明白个听是牺牲。
People who are married know this。
牺牲你的睡眠。
You sacrifice your sleep。
牺牲你的 remote control。
You sacrifice your remote control。
牺牲较早困，落去换车。
You sacrifice the time driving and sleeping。
牺牲你太太讲，你甲我落菜市，你就甲别去。
You sacrifice time spent shopping。
你太太嘛是也做牺牲。
You know your wife sacrifices too?
因为伊也是听你。
Because she also loves you.
上帝，主耶稣听加利利人。
Jesus loved the Galileans.
伊要去遐，无管加利利人要接受伊，无接受伊。
And he was willing to go there, whether or not they were ready to welcome him.
上帝有何你什么人，你就听。
Has God placed any people in your lives that you should love?
听人无过。
It's not easy to love people.
因为听本身已经艰苦。
Because love in and of itself is already a difficult thing.
有时屠夫要来听来，要杀听就艰苦咯。
It's sometimes already hard for spouses to love one another.
你搁听别人
？What more other people?
但是，所以咱要怎么听
？But how can we love?
有时哦，咱看镜的时阵哦
，When you look at the mirror，
咱阁袂听咱家己。
Sometimes we don't even like ourselves。
啊，那女的较侪岁时阵看到镜，哇，白头毛。
As women age, they complain about their gray hair。
要怎会乌
？And they think of how to make it grow dark。
啊，那你睇啊
？Why do I look like this？
那无，那结 wrinkles 啊
？Why do I have wrinkles？
袂听家
己。Stop loving themselves。
所以咱要听人，假设讲唔是滴。咱家己的本性。
And so we see loving people isn't something we can do in and of ourselves.
咱是透过上帝听来听人。
It is we love other people through God's love.
因为听是牺牲。
Because love is sacrifice.
我咧讲嘅牺牲，唔是只有你想到你一个无信主嘅人、朋友、亲人，今仔日跳工去解团落去。
And I'm not just talking about you intentionally going to that non-Christian friend or family and sharing the gospel to them today. It's not just that.
有时你都需要甲伊做对。
Sometimes you need to spend time with them.
有时你都牺牲你的时间。
Sometimes you sacrifice time.
有时你都牺牲其他物件。
Sometimes you sacrifice other things.
甲伊做对。
To spend time with them.
这是主耶稣甲伊十二个门徒所做的代志。
That is what Christ and his 12 disciples did.
这是主耶稣我去加利利徛伫遐做对。
This is why Jesus went back to Galilee.
这个是主耶稣来到撒玛利亚挑工点两日的时间。
This is why Jesus stayed an extra 2 days in Samaria.
你知影撒玛利亚圣经讲伊是去加利利啊。
Now you know the Bible tells us that he was on his way to Galilee.
伊经过撒玛利亚看到人的需要，伊点两日。
And he passed by Samaria and stayed because of the people's need.
这个那不是听，我唔知是啥。
If that's not love, what is?
这个是听。
That's love.
所以。你上帝有甚么人系伫你的心里面，你需要就听。
Who has God placed in your heart and wants you to love？
这是第二个原因，我相信今仔日主耶稣去加利利。
I believe this is the second reason Christ went to Galilee。
第三个原因
，The third reason，
是因为伊 听上帝话。
Is that he loved God's word?
你要注意耶稣所讲的话。
Now if you notice what Christ ever said.
差不多90%。
90%
是圣经的话。
Is scripture.
90%。
90%。
所以每次咪你甲人讲哦，90%个是圣经的话。
So 90% of his conversation was scripture.
我今日讲的话，目啊，在讲。
Now maybe about 30% of what I say today is from the Bible, and the other 70% are examples, stories. But with Christ, 90% of all he ever said was from the Bible. Now in the New Testament, 80% of the New Testament is actually composed of things that were mentioned in the Old Testament. Now do you like reading the New or the Old Testament? A lot of people say they can't understand God's word. And some Christians only read the New Testament. They say, well, the Old Testament is hard to understand. I won't read it. And I'm not saying it's easy to understand. Now, last week, the scripture reading portion proved to us that it's hard to read the Old Testament. But just because it's difficult doesn't mean we stop.
但是咱读新约嘅时阵无够。
But sometimes reading the New Testament is not enough.
你读有时读未明白啊。
Maybe we don't understand still.
因为干那只啊，80%是旧约。
Because 80% of the New Testament was actually from the Old Testament.
主耶稣少年嘅时阵有讲到一个故事。
Christ mentioned a story when he was young.
22岁去到圣殿。
He went to the temple when he was 12 years old.
And he
was left behind, right? You remember that story? What was he doing at the temple? He was talking to people. But he was actually talking to the leaders of the religion about God. How many 12-year-olds today can sit down with our pastors and discuss theology? Now, sometimes my son will say, Dad is starting to mention God's word. But Jesus, at age 12, was talking with the religious leaders about God's word. Now, maybe you say, well, I'm not Jesus. But we should have still read God's word, right? A lot of Christians don't want to read God's word.A lot of Christians don't know how many books there even are in the Bible. Do you know how many books there are in the Bible?
Huh?
You know?
66本.
66?
Oh,
29. Good. Good job. But have you ever read through the prophets?Do you know that there was a major prophet called Isaiah? How about Amos? Have you ever read about him? Now it's easy to access the Bible these days.Because of our tablets and smartphones, we have the Bible right there. When we say, turn our Bibles to John chapter 4, we just press a few buttons and it's right there. Now maybe one of these days, we leave behind the gadgets and go back to a physical Bible book. And let's say we ask people to turn to Hosea chapter 1. Would you be able to find it? Where would we start? From the left or the right? Depends if we're with an English or a Chinese Bible, of course. If it's an English Bible, let's start from the left. If
you're
Chinese, let's start from the right.
inyagaw la.
But a lot of Christians are
marked. Table of contents.
They don't know how the books are ordered, so they go to the table of contents.
那是这个基督徒, table of contents.
But when a Christian turns to the table of contents, he or she is probably showing a lack of familiarity with God's Word. Now it's even harder with the Chinese Bible. You start from the right. It's very thick. If you don't know what a Chinese Bible looks like, go to the lower chapel and look at
it.
And it divides books differently from the English. Now, when I am leading a Bible study for the older ladies, they don't have an iPad. So when I say open your Bibles, they open their Bibles.
And
one sister would say, page 346. Well, thank God, all of them have the same page number.
英文圣经没啊?
Not the English Bible.
英文圣经哦，因隆重的圣经哦，上亚所因有人话三百四十九页，因大家。
And because all of them have the same edition of the Bible, someone will shout page 369, and they'll all turn to page
369.
But that means a lot of us don't really know God's word.
无明白上帝话，敢有可能听上帝吗？
If we don't know God's word, how can we love Him?
无法当听上帝，敢有可能听？
If we don't love Him, how can we love others? It's impossible. So in Chinese, we say very nicely. Oftentimes we will say a man has a crush on a girl, rather. Because he was smitten. He got hit.
你要听哦。 这个男的哦，伊有crush过，伊晕掉，伊牙晕呐。
Now the Chinese word for crush just means that he's dizzy.
伊说伊的真理咯，伊的脑中咧死啊，晕呐。
It means all his truths are dizzy in his mind.
伊是看到一个外表，常常伊晕啊死啊。
He just looks at someone's outer appearance and suddenly he's dizzy.
但是无一个人为着晕呐，要牵手呐。
But no one just gets married for the feeling of dizziness.
啊，无一个人啊。
No one does that.
每一个人来到婚礼时阵讲，伊疼。
When people come to the altar, they say they love each other.
疼甲贫的无相是甚物？
What's the difference between love and a crush?
疼甲贫的无相是真理啊。
The difference is in the truth.
你疼这个人是因为你认识这个人。
You love someone when you know them.
你如有别个是如认识如无疼。
And sometimes the more you know them, the less you love.
那个是人的关系嘛。
That's how relationships
work.
Sometimes the more you know someone, the more you love them.
但是不可能,
but you can't really love someone you don't know.
但是我们要认识主,
when it comes to Christ,
我们要认识上帝,
when it comes to God,
不可能不认识他,
we can't love him without knowing him.
但是唯一要怎么认识他,
so how do we know him?
就是在圣经来,
the only way is the Bible.
马丁路德,
Martin Luther.
他不是只有出名，将物件钉在德国的教会门口。
It's not just famous for nailing a piece of paper to the door of the church in Germany.
我相信他有一个更加重要，他所创的，就是他将原文翻作德国文。
An even more important thing he has done is to translate the Bible to German.
这个帮助了 William Tyndale 后来翻译了。
And it led eventually to William Tyndale translating the original Bible text to English. When the German Bible was first published, a child got a copy of the Bible, and he ran to Martin Luther. And he said, please sign this.
但是迄阵啊，伊无只有签伊个名，写啊长一句话。Now
Martin Luther didn't just sign his name; he wrote a long message.
我用真简单的讲，看伊写啥。And
I will summarize what he said.
伊讲，请你读上帝话。
He said, "Please read God's word."
因为只有伫上帝话，上帝显明伊家己。
Because only through His word does God reveal Himself.
只有透过上帝话，你才明白基督。
Only through His word can you know Christ.
只有透过上帝话，你才有得着救恩。
Only through His word can we receive salvation.
只有透过上帝话，你才有生命。
Only through His word can we have life.
所以，茫将这个圣经放伫一边。
So don't leave this Bible aside.
看这个圣经是上帝话要对你讲的代
志。Take this Bible as God's word to you.
将伊藏伫心内。
And hide His word in your heart.
这是马丁路德加纳兹翻译德国的圣经的原因。
And that is why Martin Luther translated a German version of the Bible.
这个是加纳兹 William Tyndale 要翻译英文圣经的原因。
This is why William Tyndale translated the Bible to English.
因为因牺牲因的性命。为你甲我今仔日有通读上帝话。
They sacrificed their life and time to allow you and I to read the Bible today.
今仔日跩人若活了。
If these people were still alive today.
特别 William Tyndale 若活了。
If William Tyndale were still alive today.
看我，看你怎么读圣经哦。
And he looks at how you and I treat our Bibles.
看咱怎么爱惜上帝话哦。
And look at how much we treasure God's word. He will kill us. And I'm not even kidding. He died because he translated the Bible to English. He was exiled for translating the Bible to English.
25岁离开国家，永无回到去。
He was exiled at age 25 and he never got to go back.
你话当去看 John Piper DecidingGod.org 伊讲着伊的故事 William Tyndale.
You may look at how Pastor John Piper talks about William Tyndale's story.
你若看到伊怎啊要将圣经给咱的时阵。
And when you see what he had to go through to give us the Bible.
对照咱今仔日，咱将怎啊对待上帝话。
In the very least, how we treat God's word.
我相信你明白，干那只讲，因那今仔日活了，伊会脚点杀咱。
When you see that contrast, you will understand why he might look at us today and kill us.
主耶稣知影上帝话。
Christ knew God's word.
所以伊知影上帝的旨意是甚物。
And so he knew God's will.
伊听上帝。
He loved God.
所以伊透过听上帝听人。
So he loved people through God.
咱也是相款。
It's the same thing for us.
咱今日要怎啊知影上帝旨意？只有伫上帝话。
You and I can know God's will today only through His word.
咱要怎啊听上帝
？How can we love Him？
是明白上帝，是只有伫上帝话。
By knowing Him through His word.
咱要怎啊听人呢
？How can we love others？
是透过上帝的听来听人。
By loving them through God's love.
所以上帝话是 sola scriptura， 是最底基本。
The scripture alone is the foundation of our faith.
所以我爱问恁，恁敢偌啊明白上帝话
？How much？Do you know God?
您敢偌将上帝话伫您的心中实践
？How much do you allow God's word to live in your life?
您敢偌将伫逐日活出思想的时间，将上帝思想了上帝话
？How much waking time do we spend meditating on God's word?
我正啊，伫我咧读神学嘅时阵，我也长嘅时间咧读清教徒。
When I was in seminary, I studied the Puritans quite a bit.
清教徒的运动，甲咱今仔日有一个真特别的、真大的无相伫倒。
Now one big difference between the Puritan movement and our Christian faith today.
这个写，恁爱读，我写25页的 paper， 所以应该无人爱读。
It's something I wrote in a 25-page paper. You can read that if you want.
我到读了，我用真长的时间读清教徒，我到落尾看到一个真大的无相是这个字啊 ，devotion。
But after studying the Puritans for a very long time, I found the difference to be in the word devotion.
咱今仔日都咱讲灵修 ，devotion.
When we talk about doing devotions nowadays,
咱今仔是拨出时间来灵修。
It means that we spend a little bit of time to do devotion.
所以我用迄款的角度来读跩清教徒的册。
And when I use that perspective to study the Puritans,
我读袂明。
I don't understand what they're saying.
头一个因无用迄。因为因的解释无同。
They use the word very differently.
因用 devotion 的时阵，伊唔是咧讲灵修。
For them, the word devotion doesn't mean a certain time we spend every day.
因讲 devotion 的时阵，伊是献心。
When they talk about devotion, it means giving our lives.
And
well, maybe they just use words differently back then and now.
Meditate, biak siong.
Maybe the word meditate
works.
Now, we still think of the word meditate as something we do during our devotion. For the Puritans, I was puzzled as to how they use the word meditate. What's the difference? Because they don't talk about a certain amount of time. They talk about life itself. They talk about how every hour, every minute, every second we live is spent meditating on God's word. The Puritans never say we do devotion.
Never.
No, not once.
是20世紀的基督教教會做出來.
Now, the practice of doing daily devotions is a creation of the 20th century church. Not the Puritans.
Well,
they wouldn't even understand you when you ask them if they do daily devotions.
因為因為是上帝是因為一切每一分鐘每一秒鐘每一點每一點應該因為屬上
Because they think when God is your everything, then every second and minute and hour and day we live should be filled with thoughts of God. And when you think of them, you think of the Bible. Because the Bible says,
that we should
meditate on God's word day and night continuously. Sometimes the most we spend on our daily devotion time is an hour, 15 minutes. And that is the direct reflection of how much we love God's word. What percent of our conversation is filled with Scripture? May the Lord help us that we would stand firm in God's word. That we would love Him through His word. Do you know what Christians are? We should be Bible people.
We are people of the book.
We should be a people of the book. We should be people of the book. We cannot have anything apart from the Bible. Because our entire faith was revealed through God's Word. So may the Lord help us that when we see Christ, that we would imitate Him. He is a determined Savior to come save us and heal us and dry our tears. He's a stubborn Savior, but stubborn for the right things. Stubbornly trying to save us. Now when we look at our lives and reflect on how we were saved, we will understand how Christ was so stubborn through it all. And so may God's word be in our hearts. May our lives become witnesses of our determined, perseverant Savior. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of who you are, of how you've revealed yourself to us and how you have saved us through your sacrifice. As we reflect upon your life, Lord, may we be able to imitate you in every aspect so that when people see us, they see you. And may your word fill our hearts and minds every single moment so that we live and breathe what you want of us. May we seek your will and obey it wholeheartedly. May we love you and love those whom you love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.